Marty, as the surprise we saw nationally, the state of Indiana, perhaps not as many surprises, and surely not the county of Monroe. Any surprises in last night's election? Give us the thoughts on what you've seen. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is a good morning. I thought I was going to see the sunrise and never have hit my head on the pillow. I just simply could not go to bed last night until I heard what the results was going to
you
be.
You stayed up till 2:30 in the morning?
Oh, yes. Isn't that outrageous? Yes,
unbelievable.
I sure did. After standing at the polls all day yesterday, which I always do, whether my name's on the ballot or not, I like to go and greet people and talk with them as they go into the polls to vote. And so that's my tradition, and I really enjoyed doing it. So not always with the best of results here locally. And tonight is going to be a rather unusual county council meeting because for some reason
it's scheduled.
They rescheduled it to have it tonight. Do you think anybody's going to be too tired to go?
Oh, my.
We'll just be drinking coffee through the whole thing. But, you know, there's reasons for some of us to rejoice and others to be very sad. So this day is a day.
But you know what? I don't mean to interrupt you because I think your point's valid, and that's why I wanted to jump in. Margaret and I were talking about this off the air. There's never been an election anywhere where you say, oh, well, that's okay that person won. There's always going to be people that aren't happy. You name any race it is, and people aren't going to say, oh, well, you know what? My guy didn't win, but I'm kind of happy that guy. Well, it never works out that way.
Right, and we have four people out of seven on the county council who had their name on the ballot. Three for county council and one to run for Congress. And so the people running for county council, because this is a blue dot in a red state, they absolutely were took those votes. And but Shelley Yoder did not make it through for her race. Now, she did win the numbers here in Monroe County, but in the entire area where she needed to pull the numbers, she did not.
Now, let me ask
you. It was running pretty strong most of the way through. So
does she still retain her place on the council?
I beg your pardon?
Does she still retain her place on the council?
Oh, sure.
Right, right. She does.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I just think everybody worked really hard for the positions they were running for. I congratulate everyone who even would step up to the plate and say, I want to serve this county, or I want to serve this country. And so at the end of the day, hopefully we'll all remember when this dust settles down and we all recognize we lived through these elections.
Sure do.
Did 8 years ago. We will do this again. And I was just really enthused when I heard President-elect Trump give his speech that was very respectful of Secretary Clinton.
It was.
I thought it was a very respectful speech. And so if we can all come together in that manner and respect everybody who's been on the ballot and worked hard, we'll be all right.
Well,
the country will be all right.
As you know, Marty, you've seen it happen many, many times, that there's always going to be a winner and there's always going to be a loser. And then we have to work with each other.
Right. And we have, by the way, in this, you know, I would not want Republicans here to think that they don't win anything because we pulled out those state representative races and state. So the state races, we certainly did. And so we'll still have those people to turn to when we want something done at the state house. So I congratulate all those folks at the state level as well. Now, I'm not sure that it's going to be the most pleasant of Thanksgiving gatherings around a lot of tables where our do not always agree with us. But we didn't know, did we? We didn't know going into this who was going to be happy about the results and who was not going to be.
No, not at all. Just again, when you have these things go on and somebody has to win and somebody has to lose, well, that's part of the deal. And Indiana was a very interesting state last night in the fact that it was Republican dominated from the governor to the to the 9th district, to the Senate seat, to everything else, and it really wasn't close, Marty. Give us your take on why you think that was. Well, we know it's a Republican state, but why was it a wash?
Well, I really believe that people were concerned, and speaking of the women's vote, I think they were concerned about their family budget, because when they're looking at, they're shopping for insurance, and there's no insurance that they can afford. You know, under the Affordable Care Act, they couldn't afford it. They were having to decide, how am I going to get the money in my family budget to either buy this insurance or pay the penalty because I can't afford to buy it? And that news came out before that election, where people had an
right.
opportunity to take a look at it. And so I think that a lot of that helped pull that woman's vote over to...
Well, we even talked yesterday morning to Abdul Hakeem Shabazz, and he said, hey, Evan Bayh and Todd Young, that's a race that's going to go right down to the wire.
Yeah,
and that's not
he was
close.
Surprised. He was totally surprised at that one.
Right. No, I did not think that was going to be the case at all. I think that even history shows, when you look back at what his father's race, when he... Well, maybe I'm remembering that wrong, but I think when we first started talking about this, that it would be tough for Bayh to pull that out. So,
really,
because
I'm surprised, Marty, because I really thought that, you know, with the money and the name recognition, that it was going to be tough for Young to pull that off.
Bayh was late to the party, number one.
Right, he was.
Number two, being late to the party. Again, that doesn't help anything.
Well, but Holcomb was late to the party.
He was. And I think that goes back to the general feeling here of, well, Evan Bayh has been there, done that, very, I don't want to say Clinton-esque, I don't know if that's fair, but plenty of stuff came out in the last month about he doesn't live here, he doesn't do this, he works for lobbying firms, he gets paid Bayh all these things, and it just kind of like sounded like a...
I think as soon as it went towards it was going to be a landslide for Trump. I think that just set the dominoes up personally for all the other at the state level. So.
The closest race
actually,
was the governor's race.
When you look at it, Bayh was really more, appeared to be more of an insider than Todd Young was. Even though Todd Young has served, it was that Bayh was more of the insider. And people wanted change. They wanted to see something different because they don't feel like that their family budget has worked out as well, that the jobs have not been there that they would have liked to move up to and so forth. So
that's very true,
I was
Marty.
Not surprised at that because I knew that the Republican Party would have to work hard to try to maintain that seat. You know, it all comes down to, and somebody asked me the reason for my vote, and I said, hey, I was voting for the Supreme Court. Let's face it, it all comes down to what's going to happen years and years out with those appointments to the Supreme Court.
And obviously, whoever was going to be elected will have to deal with that and could deal up to how many, two or three candidates perhaps, during their chance of the presidency. Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in every Wednesday morning. Two things it looks like people want to change, and the other thing that we learned from this election is the exit polls. What exit polls? Polling of any kind?
Nothing seemed to.
Well, either they polled all the same people over and over again.
Well, my problem always with the polls is that they tell
us close to the vest.
That this is supposed to be a representative group of people, and they say they polled 400 people. I'm like, who's that representing? I mean, when you've got an area that you're talking
they're
about.
They're not all like that, but.
A lot of them. I mean, they say things like polled, you know, 1,000 people.
This will be in
and
the.
And we're supposed to be representing, you know, 100,000.
This election will go through the fine-tooth comb and see all the things that went on and that didn't go right for the Democratic side of things. And they'll have to make amends for that down the road. But, Marty, here in town, the MCCSE tax referendum passes with flying colors. And our local results, not too many surprises, if any, here in Monroe County. District number 2, Julie Thomas defeats Nelson Schaefer Bayh over 10,000 votes. Monroe County Commissioner, District Number 3, Amanda Barge, about 10,000 votes over Paul White Sr. Monroe County Auditor, a three-headed race. I want your thoughts on this. 26,000 votes, 26.5 for Catherine Smith. Republican, and Boehm, 19-8, and Independent, who is managing the office now, correct? Therese Chambers, 9,500. If you do a little math there, you add the other two together, could that have been different?
Well, it really makes you wonder if Republicans went over to support Tressa Chambers, but it clearly has to be a lot of Democrats that were supporting Tressa Chambers. Now, the difficult part will be to mend the fences and get us through the rest of this year, because Tressa Chambers is still sitting there as our duly elected by the caucus, auditor to serve out the rest of this year. And her staff was very loyal to her. So, and we had a lot of Democrats that were pushing hard for her to be the next auditor. Well, now we have Kathy Smith moving over to be the auditor. And so how do they go about, and the Democrat Party go about pulling that back together? Because we all have to work together. We rely on that auditor's office so much for everything that we do. So that will be interesting, but, you know, it is a part of the process, and we will just have to weather the storm.
Monroe County Treasurer Jessica McClellan, the Democrat, beats Ann Collins, the Republican, by about 4,500 votes there. Monroe County Coroner Joni Shields, 31,000 to 23,000 over Republican Eric Powell. Monroe County Surveyor Tron Enright Randolph, 30,700 over Russell Stanger, the Republican, 23-8. And the Monroe County Council, your folks that will be meeting tonight. The at-large, there was four, select three. The vote totals in order: Lee Jones, 28-5, Cheryl Munson, 27-5, Jeff McKim, 24-5, and Hal Turner, 22-7. So all three at-large incumbents will return to the county council.
Right. And if you look at those numbers, Hal Turner, as well as Ann Collins, had a bit more money to spend on advertising than some of the other candidates on the ballot. So they did pull out more numbers for their race and got those numbers up, just didn't get them up high enough. What's always amazing to me is of the three Democrats that Jeff McKim always pulls in the last of the three.
Which is crazy, because he's doing a great job.
Well, and I think many of us know how hard he works. Now, that's not to say that the ladies are not also doing a fine job, but I just do not understand why he would always pull so under there by so far, rather than having those numbers be more even. It just always amazes me, because let me tell you what, if he wasn't sitting there on the council, somebody's got to step up to the plate and help pull those numbers together. So I just say congratulations to everybody that made it through.
There you go.
I think Hal Turner would have made a absolutely wonderful council member.
It would have been wonderful if he could have replaced one of those two.
This is Wednesday morning, day after the election, but the people have spoken. So.
They have, and let's just wrap the school board up while we're here as well. District 2, Sue Wanzer, 23,000 votes. Jim Billingsley, 13,000. District 4, Kathy Fuentes Rohr, 24,000. James Shackelford, 11,000. District 6, Lois Sabo Skelton, 20,000. Martin Speckler, 14,000. And in a very tight race in the RBB, out your way, the board, the Richland District, Deborah Walcott Mary, 3201. Jerry Cravens, 3093. And one of the, if not the tightest race that we saw in the entire county.
I know. Jerry Cravens is my next door neighbor. And of course, we know him.
Good morning, Jerry!
Jerry Cravens. Oh, hi, Jerry. Sorry. the thing is, and we were discussing this yesterday while standing at the polls, the Walcotts have a huge family over here. And when you
that's
have
an understatement.
A lot of family that are supportive and they all have family, and they have a big church family and so forth, and she has been elected there in that spot before, it made it very close. And we knew that would have to be a close election simply because Jerry Cravens also is a well-known name and been a member of this community forever and ever. So that was an interesting race for sure.
And they were all interesting to the degree as well. So there is a county council meeting tonight? Is that you're not pulling my leg here, right?
There is a council meeting.
What's on your agenda tonight?
Because
usually we talk to you after the meeting, not before. So this is uncharted waters for us.
Right, but for those who will have an interest in this, tonight's the night to vote on the social service budget, and we usually have a room full of people because the Planned Parenthood dollars will be included in there as well as another group that I think. Some people will find a reason to come to speak. So I think this is going to be a very long night, unless everybody's just too tired to get up.
Well, that might be the other part of it. What time is your meeting tonight, and where is it? Because we never get to ask these questions.
It's at 5:30. I had implored our council president to take care of our regular county government business first,
yes,
with our department heads and so forth, so that they weren't sitting there building up comp time hours or overtime hours or whatever. Not to say that they would, that might be department heads who wouldn't get comp time, but just those things that we are obligated to do by law first and get that done and over with before we started on the social service budget, so that those people coming to get their county government departments running correctly are not sitting there waiting for what could be an hour and a half or
long, long time
for public debate. Mm-hmm.
We often ask Tim Mayer how many sleeping bags on a scale of 1 to 5, how long will this meeting be? Is it a 1 sleeping bag meeting, a 2 sleeping bag meeting?
You know, it would depend on how many people even know this is going on. Because how many people know that we meet on Wednesdays? Well, not many.
Well, you've just told us, so thank you. We appreciate that. And
well, I think
that
it's
on
important
to
people know, yes, because otherwise they're going to think we tried to, you know, slip it in without everybody having an opportunity to speak to it. And so we'll see how that comes out. I think we all know how that vote's going to come out, but hopefully that everyone will be respectful and listen to those folks who come to speak.
And every night at every meeting, let's hope that's what you should do in society. You should be respectful of others. Even if you don't agree, it's not hard to go out to behave
it.
Like an
adult. I just hope I don't go to sleep trying to set straight up.
You'll be asleep here in 5 minutes. So enjoy your nap today and enjoy your meeting tonight. We will catch up with you next Wednesday, get a recap of everything that happened and what is making news at the county level.
Thank you, and enjoy this beautiful day with the sun shining.
Have a great day, Marty.
Bye-bye.